This is called Tonight We Burn Like Stars That Never Die. It's track 5 on disc 1. This one was tricky because we wrote it and put everything on there and then decided we wanted to put a vocal on there. And originally we had my wife Christine come in and sing. I'd written a whole lyric for like the whole song, not just snippets of it. And she came in, brilliant job. But then we lived with it for a while and we kind of thought that it sounded like someone had come in and sang on top of a track that was already completed, and it was feeling like it was a little outside the track. At the last minute, Andrew actually was out of town at a commune.
Something like that, anyway.
I actually came over here and sang by myself and wrote the lyric. Ended up really liking that a lot better. I played it for everybody, and everybody seemed to like it. So once that was done, we felt like the song was complete, and it didn't feel like it was so much outside the track. Obviously, this is different from other Hammock tracks in that it's pretty heavily influenced by the keyboard. As a matter of fact, it just originally started as with the keyboard. It was called 80s keyboard for a while. Temporary title. So anyway, here's the keyboard that we used. Here they are isolated.
Are the isolated horn and string parts from the midsection. These get a little lost in the soup, and we really were happy with the arrangement and the performance on these. So
you can feel the lift at the end of, like, it's about 2/3 of the chorus they come in. You'll feel the lift, but you can't really hear the clarity of it. So
now you can.
So this is at the end of the song where the strings are going on the last section. This is actually a nylon string guitar, and you don't hear all three of the parts. It's actually three different parts that are finger-picked. And then there's a slide that comes in that really got lost in the mix. I actually begged Tim to go back and turn it up, but to just do that move was going to be such a laborious task for him, so we just let it be buried in the mix, but we're going to let you guys hear it now. So this is the nylon guitar with the slide.